it's been a long round journey, and to come away with just a point is bitterly disappointing. But I think the performance at Morecambe was of a good standard, and then obviously Tuesday night we didn't get the result or really the performance that we wanted. But it's time to put that to one side now, and like you said, focus on the game at home.
The gaffer's made quite a lot about the fact that this is a squad that's come together over the summer. It's a fairly new, you know, the players that have been here, but a lot of new players that have come in. I mean, that takes a little bit of time to gel as well, doesn't it? So, you know, consistency is very difficult to find when you're trying to discover each other.
Yeah, I think so. And I think obviously when you start the season well and the results are going the right way, everyone assumes that you've gelled already. So yeah. I think that when you then hit that little sticky patch, it's easy to turn around and say, well, you can't say that you haven't gelled, because at the start of the season it was working fine. But I think definitely that's the case, having had so many players that have come in and so many people that are new to each other and still figuring out the team, the best 11, and I think that it will be like that for a couple more weeks, definitely. But we've been training hard to put things right. We've been working on our team shape, tactics. So I think it'll be all right. It'll come together. We'll be fine.
If anyone needs to know how sort of inconsistent League Two can be, you just need to have a look at the table, don't you? Because I mean, it's like the gap between the top seven and sort of almost the bottom five is almost minimal.
Completely. And I think even our results of late have shown that we were right up there at first. Now we've found ourselves in the bottom half, but just as quickly as we've come down to the bottom half, we could easily be back up there. Yeah. So I think a couple of results and it will all even out. I don't think there's any problem in that sense. But like you said, anyone can beat anyone in this league, and it's just about hitting that consistency, finding your form, and then just making sure you keep plugging away and getting the results that you need.
And you've been happy from a personal point of view so far this season? I mean, playing week in, week out.
Yeah, fairly happy in the sense that obviously I've been getting the game time that I want. Performance-wise, I know that I can always improve. I still feel like I haven't been at my best yet,
right. But
I've been fairly pleased. Obviously, the start of the season was good as a team perspective, in that we were getting the results we needed. And now, obviously, they've gone a little bit shaky. We need to get that back right, and then hopefully we can all start looking at personal as well as team performances.
Are you your own worst critic in that respect? I mean, do you look at and analyse your own performance and think, oh yeah, I could have done better there, you know, rather than someone else having to do it?
Definitely. I think if you ask most players would say the same thing. I think as much as it's a team game, when you go home, you're worrying about how you played. But at the same time, the gaffer is really good in the sense that say Monday morning or Tuesday morning or whenever it is, he might have a few clips of little things. Even if we won and had a really good game, he could just point out a few things that he thinks that you could have done better or improve, or even say, here, look at this, this is what you did brilliantly, I need to make sure that you carry on doing that. So that's really good to get that feedback. But like you said, I think most people will be going home on a Saturday night either with the ump or pretty pleased with themselves, because I think that your own performance is one that you concentrate on more than maybe say the team performance when you get home. But the team performance at the end of the day is obviously the most important one, but I think it's just natural to have to have your own at the forefront of your mind.
And the start to the season that was made, I mean, expectations maybe got raised as a consequence of that. Is that a bad thing though, or did you actually, is it good to have higher expectations?
I think it's a good thing, but I think also at the start of the season that always happens. Anyone that goes on especially with a new team that's just been formed, everyone is hoping for that start. And then when you get that start, everyone starts thinking, hold on, like we could be on something here.
Yeah.
But even with a couple of results that we've had, I think everyone knows what we're capable of. And I honestly believe that the sort of self-belief within the group, and obviously from the manager and his staff putting it into us, I think that everyone believes that we've got a really good chance this season. And obviously we're not happy with the last couple of results, but I'm almost certain that we'll be able to put things right and we can crack on again, get ourselves back up the league and be looking in the right direction.
That's brilliant.